Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. More this week on what is true faith. Now, last week we really pressed the point that the faith of Jesus Christ, the true faith, is the product of God revealing Christ and our hearing what God is speaking in His Son. So now, how many see that if this faith, the faith of Jesus Christ, if it comes to be in us, it is going to be real and not false nor abstract? You know, most Christians' faith today is false, sadly but true. It is not built on what Hebrews 11:1 calls substance and evidence. Now, the writer of the Hebrews, which I believe to be Paul, writes to the Jewish brethren, faith is the substance and evidence of things not seen. But we might expand that and simply say that true faith in the believer is the substance and evidence of the person of Jesus Christ in us. If it's His faith, it is the product of having heard God's revelation of Christ to us and in us. Now, this was heresy to the Jewish people when Paul was talking to them, seeing the substance and evidence by faith. Oh, no. Faith? What faith? Oh, no. Oh, no. We want to see a sign. We need to see a sign. Then we will believe. In Mark 8:12, Jesus said, "Why does this generation seek after a sign? Verily I say unto you, there shall be no sign be given unto this generation." You know, that verse starts off, and he, that would be Jesus, sighed deeply in his spirit. I wonder why Jesus sighed. I guess all of the miracles and all the miracles that he did was not enough. They still wanted a sign to believe here in Hebrews 11:1. Paul is talking about believing without seeing a sign. But they thought heresy, madness, the Jewish people thought. And well, you know what? Even today, heresy and madness. Even the disciples, though, needed a sign to believe. In Matthew 24:3, the disciples said, "Lord, tell us when these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world?" I guess feeding 5,000 and 4,000 people with a handful of fish and bread was not enough for them. I guess opening blind eyes and deaf ears, casting out demons, was not enough for the disciples to believe. But do you know, it is no different today. "Come on, Jesus, do a miracle for me today." What? Live by faith? Oh, no, no, no. Give me a sign. Then I will believe. The only sign we need, my friend, is Christ in us, our hope of glory. Now, this brings us to a couple of other fine conclusions that we kind of need to wrestle with. Now, the first one is we cannot have the faith of Jesus Christ for anything except for what He, Jesus, has faith for. Because remember, it's the faith of Jesus Christ. Or to put it in another way, if faith comes to be because God has spoken and we have heard it, then we cannot have faith for anything else but for the will of God or for the truth. God does not speak anything but the truth. Let me say that again. God does not speak anything but the truth. So in one fell swoop, we can do away with all of those ideas that if we want something, all we have to do is confess it, then brainwash ourselves into thinking that it is true, and it will be ours, it will happen. Well, I have two words to say about that stuff, and that is mule fritters. No, we do not, I repeat, do not get to initiate our faith. We get to hear. And if we do hear, faith, true faith, the faith of Jesus Christ will come to be in us. And that faith will be real, and it will be supernatural, and it will be beyond our human understanding and comprehension. It will be the will of God. Let me say that again. It will be the will of God. It will be birthed of God. And whatsoever is birthed of God cannot fail. Boy, I like that so much, I'm going to say it again. Whatever is birthed of God cannot fail. How many understand that this firmly establishes Jesus Christ as Lord of our life? It shows us why we have to lose our life to God. We are not on the throne in this matter. We have no authority to command God or to create reality or to create what we want in life. It is simply given to us to hear and to carry a cross and to surrender to Jesus Christ. But sadly, Christians and some believers I know have a bad habit of taking things like faith and hope and mercy and turning them into something very mechanical, very doctrinal, so that we must figure out what we are, what is the right buttons we have to push to get God to jump through the victory hoop for us. Or like they say on TV, you need to activate your faith, brother. Wow. Camel cookies to all of that. And of course, we know what activating our faith means, right, according to them. And that is write out your check or break out that Visa or that MasterCard, brother. Sadly, we turn faith, and true faith, the faith of Jesus Christ, into something which is nothing more than another religious practice, just another mechanical religious hoop to jump through to stay right with God, to get His blessings and favor. You know, back in April, we celebrated Easter, or as used in the Bible in Acts, only as Passover. But what a bunch of religious ritual and traditions of men. Churches with Easter egg hunts, face paintings, and all demonic and pagan practices. But I guess there is nothing new under the sun. Special services to get the money of the two-timers or those folks who only come to church on Easter and Christmas. Mainstream denominations and many non-denominational churches dress to the nines, but they do not know that they are naked and they are poor. You know, there are tons of people trying to figure out what they need to do or how they need to live, not because they love God so much, oh no, but because they want to stay on the right side of God so that they can get His blessings from Him or even get their needs met. Well, you know, my friend, I don't care if God, now listen, I don't care if God ever blesses me again. As long as God blesses my wife and my family, as long as I can hear Him speak to me, as long as I can feel the conviction of the Holy Spirit, now these are true blessings that only God can provide. You know, a few days ago, Karen said, I wish that I had more speaking engagement, of which I replied, I do not care about more speaking engagements, my love. All I care about is loving God and you, and when I die, I will go to heaven. Sadly, my friend, without realizing it, we seem to all end up under the law. We wind up with false faith, a faith in ourselves and our abilities to keep on God's good side. But all of this, my friend, is nothing but deception. At the heart of the issue, faith, true faith, the faith of Jesus Christ, is my trust, my dependency upon God, my reliance upon God, my surrender, and losing my life to God through this, through His dealings and His judgments in my life. Wow. Through His dealing and judgments in my life. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, hoping that you have had a tremendous day today and hoping that the Spirit of God is moving in your life and this teaching is enlightening the revelation in your spirit, that you open up your heart and you allow the Holy Spirit to minister to you and bring these truths that I've been speaking to your heart, and you can, you know, you can apply those to your life, because truth not applied is truth wasted. Let me say that again. Truth, the truths of God not applied to our lives, are truth wasted. And that is not what God desires to have in our life. So until next week, this is David Stahl, hoping that your week ahead is tremendous and look forward to sharing with you all again next week. God bless, and we will talk to you later. Bye.